From everything we've seen, it looks like they're gonna cut further. We're already hurting, and the system already doesn't work, and they're gonna make it worse unless we make our voices heard. So let's thank Offshoot for busing us in here. You're gonna have to hold it closer, yeah. Let's thank Offshoot for the bus getting us all here. That was awesome. And we're gonna have actions happening right now across Ontario in Toronto and Hamilton with our other Acorn branches. And let's hear it for Acorn. Okay, so like I said, Lisa McLeod launched the 100-day review of ODSP and OW and now has delayed it, the results, until November 2nd. 22nd, sorry, November 22nd. So the review was announced, like I said, with a 50% cut in the planned increases.
Shame.
Yeah, shame. We're worried about more cuts. More cuts would severely affect people on OW and ODSP who already suffer mentally and physically. They're living from check to check. They're having to decide if they're going to pay for food or bills and medication. This is people's lives that are deteriorating under the current system, and this government is going to make it worse.
Shame!
Shame!
Now, in response, Doug Ford, who says the best way out of poverty is just to get a job.
Shame!
Shame!
Absolutely, we want a job!
But in the meantime, he's cutting the minimum wage increase, so he's just going to keep people in poverty. We're working. It's disgusting.
Shame.
And it's like I said, it's negatively affecting people, as some here are already experiencing. You're gonna have to hold it closer. All right, now these are not just economic decisions. These are people's lives. No one is living high on the hog on social assistance. No one chooses to live on assistance. And so today we're going to release a new report called A Word of Warning from UN Conservative Welfare Reforms. We looked to other countries with conservative leaders to imagine what the province's reforms could look like. Conservatives in the UK had taken a similar tone to Doug Ford with his mantra,
shame!
Shame!
With his mantra that the best way to get out of poverty was to get a job. Yet their reforms in the UK were a total failure. Here are some of the highlights from the report that you all received. In recent years, the UK has implemented a series of social assistance reforms, which have contributed to a 169% increase in homelessness since 2010. Shame.
Shame.
Remember Grenfell.
One of these reforms was universal credit, which intended to streamline 6 main benefits into one payment. Recipients need to wait 5 weeks for their first payment. The UK government's own research has shown that 40% of recipients experience financial difficulties within the first 9 months of receiving universal credit. Shame.
Shame.
In communities where universal credit has been in place for 12 months, food bank usage has increased by more than half. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
The UK system combines voluntary and mandatory work programs. Failure to comply with your work requirements can lead to benefits being stopped or withheld. Despite this, only 1 in 10 people were supported into employment through the UK's work program between 2011 and 2013.
Shame.
Shame.
Another example of privatizing something that is essential, a very human process, is when the UK outsourced their work capability assessments, and these companies were overstretched and often lacking compassion and expertise to deal with often complex mental and physical health issues faced by clients.
Shame.
Between 2010 and 2015, almost a quarter of UK job seekers' allowance, similar to OW, recipients were sanctioned, meaning their payments were stopped or withheld as punishment for minor infringements such as missing an appointment, and it was revealed that staff were under pressure to meet targets on the number of people they sanctioned in a bid to get people off social assistance.
Shame and absolutely
disgusting behavior. People with disabilities are up to 53% more likely to receive sanctions than recipients without disabilities. Research has shown that sanctions fail to motivate recipients to find work, but lead to stress and anxiety that can affect health and have a negative impact on recipients' ability to find work. Data from the UK's National Health Service reveals that 43% of claimants who are in the work capability assessment process have attempted suicide.
Shame.
These lessons are why ACORN members call on the government to halt any cuts to social assistance rates and conduct meaningful engagement with community members before implementing any reforms.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Okay, now, the last time we were here, Lisa McLeod refused to meet with our members, but said to give her any new information we have. So we're going to deliver this report from the UK to Lisa McLeod and ask to meet with her about our concerns with cuts to ODSP and OW, and that she consult people on assistance before the end of her review.
Woo! Yay!
So, Tina and Ashley are going to go deliver our notice. They've locked the doors. Lisa McLeod's in Toronto, and but we're gonna mail the report to her. We're gonna email it to her, and we're gonna post one on her front door.
Woo!
Of her constituency.